A popular, iconic board game has been changed because Gen Z said it was too intense.
Oh, come on.
Thanks, Gen Z.
Hurt our feelings.
This is why the terrorists are going to take over.
Mm-hmm.
The game is Scrabble.
It's my favorite.
Amen.
That is my favorite.
Well, actually, well, what's the problem with that? I have a big problem with that game.
That's why Matt's saying you might think differently.
We want it changed, baby.
Because y'all can't spell very well.
No.
Change the game. It's too hard.
Fix it.
But to be honest with you, yes, Matt, you're not a good speller.
At all.
I'm not a good speller at all. But I don't like being soft. I like competitiveness. And I think it's like we have to change to be, Squid, get out of here. I mean,
I can play Scrabble.
Tell your people to stop being
changed.
All right. So it's called Scrabble Together.
Oh, God.
Because Scrabble said the younger folks is what they said the game was too intense and they didn't like losing. So it's a lot different. It's in this version, players team up. So you're not by yourself.
Okay.
Ooh.
And you have mutual goals.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, we want to play a word containing two of the same consonant.
And do you go off into your, like, safe space for a little while?
Yes.
In between each round?
You are in a safe space. But seriously, you get on team and you have a goal. Like, all right, let's try to get something with two vowels in it. We reached our goal. And if it's not easy enough, you can flip helper cards.
Stop it.
Which introduced things like make S tiles a blank. So,
ooh.
Shut up. And also, autocorrect is ruined. It. These kids can't spell anything.
Oh, yeah. They're spell check cards.
Yeah, right.
Wow.
It should just be online.
I'm an
this
adult
point.
And I can't spell anything.
That's true.
But Jared, is this really because people are the Gen Z is too soft, or they're just coming out with a different version to play, so it's different and it's evolved, so there's something different to do rather than
the
same.
Yeah, it says the makers of Scrabble have heard that Gen Zers find Scrabble to be too intense. So this new version is to be much easier and collaborative.
Miners, a lot of, too, like the top-selling board games anymore are games that you play, like, in teams. So this is Scrabble attempting to make it in a way that teams can now play together versus, like, when we used to play, like, once a month, we'd get together and play that game upstairs. I forget what it was called.
Upstairs?
Left, right, center?
No.
Oh.
Ike brought it.
Oh,
Naked Twister?
No.
That's the other game.
It was like a game. Jason would have been perfect.
It wasn't Risk.
Not Risk, but it's like a game of like
Dungeons and Dragons, but it was close.
Like,
we did love
sneaking
that.
Sneaking and things like that. And
it was
you basically.
Kind of like Clue, but it was.
Was it called Interrupt?
You
had done that, Josie.
No. We are brainstorming.
Matt's trying to get away.
He's trying to come up with a name.
But I can't remember what it was called now. But you basically like two people were liars and they tried to act like they were on the good guys, and then the good guys had to vote on who they thought were the liars.
Yes.
Oh.
And you
is that Mafia?
It's similar to Mafia. Similar to Mafia.
Okay.
But see, with that one, you still kind of have teams together.
I see what you're saying.
It's that kind of concept. I can't remember what it's
called.
Josie,
you
know I have to Google it now because I own it.
You own the game.
I bought the game because it was so fun, but it's too complicated for most of my family.
Right.
We tend to just play Mafia.
I think that might be a little bit of the problem where everyone's getting a little bit softer.
Oh,
it's the games back in the day, like Monopoly, it was you versus everyone else, and you can go to jail. You can lose all your money. You had to play, you know what I mean? Like, every game was like you versus everybody. Now it's
I don't mind team games in certain things.
Yeah, like sports.
True. But I mean, but you can play like singles tennis or you can play doubles. You know, I don't mind the difference. I just don't like the excuse that Scrabble is using because it's just too hard for Gen Zers and their emotions and feelings because it's getting crazily soft here where I think, I mean, is it going to also turn into be offensive soon by playing the other game?
I don't know. And it's just like, I think what I'm trying to say is when you take competition away, it's setting up for failure in the future. You know what I mean?
Like,
you
get to the competition with a team is okay.
Not really.
Well,
they have goals
about,
together. There's like really no way to win.
No,
I mean,
but I'm saying
in this version
game,
of Scrabble, yes.
But you can win as a team.
Oh, sure.
Because if you think about that is, I think the release of it, is it Mattel or Hasbro, one of them, that the release of what they're saying is not a good, they shouldn't have positioned it that way. They just should have made a team Scrabble.
Call because, team, exactly, team Scrabble.
Yeah, because
right.
If you think about it, you know, if you're on a football team, it is a team effort. If you're in the military, it's a team effort of trying to do things. And then there's also things in life that you have to be And on your own, you got to feel what it's like to lose and win on your own as well. I think they released that on purpose because probably, and I don't even know who it is, maybe the top guy or, you know, who somebody there wants to be the hero and comes out with this softness and whatever it is thing. But ultimately, it's a way for us to talk about them as a new version, because I don't think a lot of that game's so old. There's a lot of people playing that still, I guess.
Oh, I have
people.
No idea what the sales are for Monopoly or Scrabble.
People
or,
play
the, yeah.
Yahtzee.
I think a lot of people, but I think I have no idea. I'd have to look up the stats, but I do think there's kind of that. Yeah. We're all digital, but like every family wants to have some of old school board games.
Oh,
yeah.
I like board games. Does anybody else like board games over a digital game all the time?
Oh, love board games.
Maybe not. I like both.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I have to be in the mood for it, but
I will tell you
over
this.
Over digital, nah.
There is that game. I don't know which one it is, and games go well in my house to a certain point, and then we get into major, major fights and arguments and don't talk to each other for the entire weekend. But it's the one game where it's like, and you hit, you say, things in the kitchen, and then you have to hit like K or whatever.
Categories.
A, and you hit apple. It's like, ding, and the next one goes, and then all of a sudden, Carol will say, things in the kitchen, and it'll say something that's not in the kitchen, and then we get into a major fight, and we're screaming at each other, and I threw the game across the
table. That is shocking.
That's shocking that would cause fights in your house.
Yeah, and apples to apples is like a fun game. There's a lot of games out there. If you go, if board games are dying, tell Target, because they have a massive section of still board games, and it's a million things I've never even heard of.
And they're expensive.
You go to a ton of bars and breweries, they have just a stack of games while you grab one and go sit at your table and play.
Yeah, so anyway, the new Scrabble, it's a less intimidating version of Scrabble. Now, smart on their part, when you buy it, you buy the original Scrabble, and on the back is the one for pansies.
Uh-huh. Jeez. If you suck at Scrabble because spelling is hard, Mattel is launching a new version that's more fun. Scrabble for dumb people.
That's spelled D-U-M. 6 points. Who's the dummy now?
No need for an eighth grade education or even a dictionary.
S-K-U-L. School.
Scrabble for dumb people.
I win again.
Because everyone deserves a chance to spell success.
Oh, yeah.
Mattel is introducing a new version of Scrabble that's easier and less competitive. It's called Duh.
Well, I will say, I think a lot of, you know, you have so much spelling correct now. People aren't really writing things.
Oh, I know.
So, you know, I spell stuff after the paragraph and 15 things are spelled wrong and it corrects it. So it's probably the popularity of that game has really just gone down because people have a hard time spelling.
Yeah. Well, and then, Josie, would you agree that a version of board games is like a trivia night? That's kind of, I mean, those seem like to be really popular now. You're going, it's not digital, you can't use your phones, and it's just straight up trivia.
Totally.
It's a kind of a version of it.
Every Wednesday, I trivia every Wednesday. I love it. I'm also really bad at it, so I have to have a smart team.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
That game I was trying to think of, Resistance, by the way.
That's
oh, okay.
So
the Resistance.
Fun.
I like that.
Sorry, you guys were never invited. It was invite only.